2, and then in Toronto at 6:30. You can check our website. Juan Gonzalez will be speaking in Kansas City tonight, Friday night, as well. Go to democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottesdiener, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Tarina Nadura, Amel Ahmed, and Nat Needham. Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, and Paul Huckabee are engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Julie Crosby, Hugh Grant, David Prude, Ariel Boone. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
The WHFR Annual Record Show is just around the corner, and we are accepting applications for vendors. Our 10th Annual Record Show is taking place on Saturday, October 21st, on the campus of Henry Ford College, and this is your chance to be part of it. If you're a vendor selling tapes, CDs, or vinyl records, or if you have other related items such as memorabilia or handcrafted goods, then you too can set up a shop for a day at this very popular and well-attended event. All the information, including a copy of the vendor contract, is available on our website, whfr.fm. Just click on the record show icon for all the information. If you have any questions, you can email us at whfr@hfcc.edu. The WHFR Annual Record Show is Saturday, October 21st, so reserve your vendor table now.
This is WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.fm, Making Waves. The following program has been pre-recorded.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to this edition of the new WHFR Journal. I'm Susan McGraw, along with Alan Mazurek, and it is our pleasure to present a variety of topics, information, things that we hope you'll find fascinating. And in fact, some of these items, I think, might be a little more interactive than in previous weeks, but looking forward to getting you involved and hopefully giving you some good information. Alan, it's been a beautiful week, goodness gracious.
Fall is finally here.
It feels a little bit like it's here.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's beautiful outside, right? I mean, certainly compared to last weekend. How about that?
Yeah. I hear that the 80 is coming back again though next week.
Oh,
so okay. I'm told. But I don't mind it. 90, 80, not so much. Not a problem. But we have lots of opportunities for our listeners to get involved. The new WHFR Journal is a way to connect. Not only the college activities, but also things happening in the community with you in hopes that, again, you might take some action or maybe take a position on something, whatever the case, or if nothing else, pass along something that you hear to someone that you think might find some interest or some need for the information. Looking forward to talking sports a little bit later with our own Josh Abair. He's a student here at Henry Ford College, and certainly that's why our radio station primarily exists, to support, encourage, and train our students of broadcast and the broadcast arts to learn about this industry, as well as an opportunity, again, to be a forum for our community, for community information. There's always
Are the thoughts and opinions that people hear on the WHFR Journal, are those necessarily those of Henry Ford College?
They're not.
Okay. They are those of the hosts and the guests that they're going to be hearing throughout the next hour. All right, that's fine.
You got it. Yeah, we do want to make sure. We speak on the college and about the college, but not for the college.
There you
put it that way. Yeah, great thought. We are excited to have a little bit later some other interview discussions as well, and lots more going on. And if you're looking to get a free City of Dearborn calendar, stay tuned, and we'll tell you a little bit later how to actually acquire that. Things going on in the community, Alan, I know there's some stuff this weekend. I'll mention just one, the pet adoption taking place this Saturday, and that's at St. Paul's West Lawn on Beach Street at St. Paul's Church. It's Saturday, September 30th, and they say adorable adoptables from local rescue groups and shelters, and they say your new best friend is waiting for you at St. Paul Lutheran on Beach here in Dearborn. So that's taking place Saturday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And I understand it's a wonderful event.
And if you're busy this Saturday, next Saturday, hoping the weather holds, is going to be the third annual Healthy Dearborn Family Bike Ride. It's a 6.5-mile bike ride that starts at 10 o'clock, and that's going to be on October 7th. I think that's a Saturday, right? If I remember correctly?
Yes. I believe it is.
Saturday, October 7th at Ford Field. Community members of all ages and cycling skills can take part in what they describe as a leisurely ride that begins and ends at Ford Field, which obviously is in West Dearborn there. Registration starts at 9:30 and the ride begins at 10. It's sort of a loop that goes from Ford Field along Brady and then to the Rouge River Trail, which I guess is, well, you go past what, Andiamo's up over the river. Loops around there and then eventually works its way back. They'll have you know, snacks and biking information for the youngsters. Anyone 12 and under has to be accompanied by an adult, and helmets are required, which, you know, when I was a kid, we never wore helmets, but boy, when you become a dad, all of a sudden you start requiring those bike helmets when people are out on the road. So that's next Saturday at Ford Field Park, the Healthy Dearborn Family Bike Ride, and obviously no surprise that helmets are going to be required for that. cityofdearborn.org/healthydearborn is the webpage where you can go to find some more information.
Fantastic. There's an opportunity to get involved in a voter registration drive. And if you have not yet become a registered voter in the state of Michigan for local elections, certainly this Tuesday, October 3rd, the college here at Henry Ford is going to be offering, through the Office of Student Activities, a voter registration drive. So it's the last one. They've had them going on since late August. And this is the last one. It's in the Health Careers Building. Building G, I think one of the most beautiful buildings on our campus here on Evergreen Road, Tuesday, October 3rd from 11 to 2. It's a pretty painless process, and this still gives you a chance to vote in this year's election. That's, I think, sort of the cutoff week, if you will. You have a certain window of time in which to register to vote, to be eligible to vote for the next upcoming election in the first week of November. Speaking of elections, we're going to talk politics a little bit later in the program as well, Alan, but boy, lots going on, as always.
There is indeed, and I would be remiss in not mentioning that the voice that you just heard, that of Susan McGraw, is actually going to be narrating, sorry to put you on the spot, the fall talk at the Hammond Planetarium here at Henry Ford College called The Road Not Taken. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
My pleasure. It actually is sort of based on the Robert Frost poem, the beautiful poem, The Road Not Taken, and it is just a wonderful celestial exploration of the fall sky. The fall sky, to me, is one of the most beautiful seasons to enjoy stargazing, and we get pretty deep in terms of the information, but the Hammond Planetarium itself is just a rare gem here on our campus. Not many schools, colleges at this day and age have planetariums. Mm-hmm. Ours was invested in by the Hammond family and Mr. Hammond himself, and we named it after him posthumously because of his contribution to keeping it going, updating, upgrading with equipment and so on. It's a wonderful show. It's a free show. It is limited seating available. You show up like 15 minutes early and then they let you in and you sit down. And it's handicap accessible. It's just a beautiful opportunity. I always think it's romantic looking at the stars and it gets dark in there, you know, no funny business, but it's a wonderful, wonderful event. And it gives me the chance to talk like this, like, and look over there to your left, you'll see Andromeda.
You'll hear a lot voice, of that. Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right, exactly.
My ethereal celestial voice, but which is goofy, but it fits the situation.
The shows, they start, it's going to run on Wednesdays, starting on Wednesday, October 4th. And actually runs every Wednesday all the way through December 13th at 7:30 p.m. So every Wednesday evening at 7:30 from October 4th to December 13th. And then there are some select Saturdays where it's going to take place at 3 o'clock starting on October 14th. You can, I'm sure, find more information at the HFC website, hfcc.edu. As you mentioned, Susan mentioned, no reservations necessary. It's first come, first serve, free and open to the public here on campus. And they do ask that you're there 15 minutes before the show, because once it starts, they don't open the doors, because obviously we want people to see all the stars. And yeah, that just doesn't work out. It's at the Hammond Planetarium in our science building here at Henry Ford College.
Yeah, Absolutely. We are excited to be learning more about business, both big and small. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be talking with Jackie Lovejoy, the president of the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce, sort of get the lowdown on what's happening business-wise, not only for the businesses themselves, but also for residents and for tourists coming into the city of Dearborn. So we look forward to jumping into that here in just a moment. This is the new WHFR Journal. I'm Susan McGraw, along with Alan Mazurek. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday, this lovely Friday. Stay with us, and we'll chat with Jackie Lovejoy of the Dearborn Chamber coming up next.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country, guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Tune in to WHFR.FM 89.3 for the Highway 61 program. Fridays 2 till 4, DJ Kitty Love will play the best in blues with new blues releases, as well as local blues artists. Friday 2 till 4 on the station Making Waves, WHFR.
Thanks for being here. We are very excited to learn a little, or even a lot, hopefully, about what's going on in the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce. There is so much activity always, seasonally, but we're getting into the fall season now. We know that's a big one here in Dearborn as it relates to activities both inside and out. And none other than our own president of the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce, Jackie Lovejoy, is here to tell us all about it. Jackie, welcome. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. It's a treat.
Thank you. I'd like to sort of begin at the beginning a little bit as it relates to the Chamber of Commerce mission, values, vision, all that kind of stuff. And I know you live this every day, so this is sort of a part of your culture.
This is easy for me, sure.
Yeah, excellent. So for people that know that we have a chamber and they're like, I know it's they promote business, but really what's the crux of this? What's the philosophy?
Well, chambers of commerce are normally a nonprofit, private membership organization. So we promote the members. It brings new businesses visibility in the community. It gives corporate anchors a chance to come to the table and help support the whole area. Our chamber, we're very lucky, is almost 74 years old, started in 1944, if my math is correct. Mm. We'll have a 75th anniversary in 2019, so that'll be exciting. Our chamber is extremely varied. We have a ton of events. We have an average of 36 events every year, plus 20 farmers markets. 18 of those events are complimentary networking for our members, and we get anywhere between 40 and 80 unique businesses, because I always joke at the chamber, it's like, I'd love to find a financial planner online, but I'm not going to give my life savings to somebody I've never met. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to get out there. You don't have to come all the time, but to be visible in the community, it's great exposure. We have advertising opportunities. And I tell my my chamber members, we're very unique. We're a 50-50 mix between big business and small business. So for small business, this is your board of directors. You know, if you have a question, if I don't know, we have members who do know. And for big business, this is your test market, because we're a private nonprofit. I'd still have somebody sign a confidentiality agreement. But if you're thinking of eliminating Coca-Cola, let's say, I would run a new Coke. Remember that snafu?
Oh, yeah.
I'd run that by a few of your chamber friends first.
Yeah, nice. I found on your very thorough and interactive website
so many different
things to talk about. So I'm just going to knock a few of them out and just get your perspective, your thoughts
sure.
on it. In particular, the idea of the different initiatives, the six core initiatives, which I found really grounded every other thing that I read. not that you have to have them memorized and go through them one by one, but speak to that concept a little
bit. Sure. Well, every chamber, you know, I kind of joke, like an AA group has a different flavor, or a Toastmasters group. Mm-hmm. So there's some chambers that are more legislative and they're far more political. We are far more invested in the health, wealth, and well-being of our community. So we have education, travel and tourism. We have the Henry Ford in our backyard. They bring 1.7 million visitors, and we process about 2,000 visitor requests a year, wow, us being the chamber. Education, we have the Dearborn, we have our own foundation, and that supports our Teacher of the Year program. We got more than 2,000 nominations for that. And our Young Entrepreneurs Academy, we're going into our fifth year with that. Economic development, I sit on the West DDA board. I partake in the East DDA board meetings. And for anybody who wants to know what's going on, these are downtown development districts, not an additional tax, but a tax capture that helps with beautification, with the flowers, the street pole banners, major undertakings. And it really, if you want to know the health and what's going on, who puts on the food truck rallies, those are those entities. I sit on the Animal Shelter Board, the Dearborn Education Foundation Board for the public schools, Henry Ford's Foundation Board, Henry Ford's President Circle. I'm a member of Services to Enhance Potentials Board, STEP, if we're familiar with that. I have to think. I'm on the U.S. Chamber Regent Board. I do a lot, you know, as
you
part
sure
of our
do.
Job. We're all part of the, I always say we're all different legs that hold up the same table of our area.
Nice. As we relate to day-to-day community opportunities to get involved with the chamber, many of the events are not just for business owners. They are, in fact, for the community at large. And I know there's always something going on. We are sort of finishing up the farmers market component of it. But just this past weekend, I know there was, this past week, there was a outside concert music.
So the DDA
thing, so.
Runs that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we help out. We have volunteers that help out there.
Got it.
Gosh, so the things we do for the community, we have the car cruise that kicks off homecoming. We have special All-Stars Day that same day. We probably have 500 special needs adults and children mm-hmm. who come to use the amusement park before homecoming gets underway. Family Fun Day, it couples with National Night Out. We put that on over in Dearborn Heights at Van Houten Splash Park, and we have a scavenger hunt that day. For the last 10 years, have run the farmers market for 20 events during the summer. And really, a lot of our things are open to the public. We have a business builder series where we bring the titans of industry to talk about the Southeast Michigan, and what's affecting our area. We're part of the Conference of Western Wayne, and that's coming up on October 3rd, and that's over at the Ford Conference and Event Center. And you can come and hear the leaders of industry talk about our 17 communities in Wayne County, 54% of the tax base outside of Detroit, that really makes Wayne County a great place to live and work. My business builder series, Carolyn Wilson of Beaumont, is speaking for us November 15th over at the Dearborn Inn. That's a breakfast. Mm-hmm. And that's very affordable. Those are $35, $30 events for members. And they can come and they can really get a feel of what's going on in the community.
Wow. I'd like to talk a little bit about someone that might have a small business, for example, that sort of wants to get into the area and is kind of courting different communities or trying to figure out where they might best call their new business home. Is there an approach that you take when you get contacted by a business that wants to consider coming into town? And how does that whole process work?
Well, you know, what I've done in the past I sometimes put people in my car and I drive them around.
Wow.
But we have a West DDA, and it's really vibrant, very active. The East DDA, Barry Murray with the Economic Development Department of the city, they all work together. So for the business person, my first question is, who's your demographic? Are you open to the public? Are you looking for foot traffic? Things like that. What's your product? What's your service? Are you a second tier, third tier supplier to the big three? Are you industrial? Those are really things to consider. And then you start looking for rent and available space and things like that. Small business, the chamber is a great place to start, because for marketing and PR, if you're going to do a ribbon cutting and press releases, to hire, you know, to hire somebody to do a lot of that, not that I want to put any of my great PR people out of business, but for a small business, that can be a $2,000 price tag.
Sure.
And to join the chamber, we're under $300 for small businesses. And we bring the ribbon cutting, and we coach you on how to do that great grand opening and things like that. So it's a lot of mileage. We have our in the Times Herald, we have a monthly page, and we have all of our ribbon cuttings there. Whether you're a chamber member or not, we will show up at your ribbon cutting. If you're a chamber member, we coach you through all those things.
Nice. We're talking with Jackie Lovejoy, president of the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce, on this edition of the new WHFR Journal. And we know that you're absolutely doing things right, because the business seems to be flourishing both internally and outside as it relates to Dearborn business. There are offers, I understand, available for businesses that choose to be members of the Chamber of Commerce. So if we have a business owner listening or a manager saying, well, gee, we're not connected with that, but we're in Dearborn, what's the perk? And you've mentioned some already, but in terms of like special discounts, special offers, how does that work?
Well, members do business with members ideally. Mm-hmm. And so there's a variety of those different things. If you're a Dearborn Chamber member, there's some where you get 40% off great, great necessary things. And I don't know if I should say them on the air because they're for chamber members. Mm. And I don't want anyone to go to Sherwin-Williams and give the secret code, because
right,
all paint.
<That's great. laughs>
Those sorts of things. We have a variety of those kinds of discounts for members. And it's a great credibility thing too. If you're getting your legs under you, or if you're the new kid in the neighborhood, it's not a cliquey organization. Come in, we'll introduce you around. You're a stranger just once.
Nice. For a homeowner that's moving into the Dearborn community, how can the chamber be helpful or beneficial to them?
Well, the Dearborn Board of Realtors is a chamber member. We're very lucky. A lot of public entities belong to our chamber. Mm-hmm. Both Dearborn and Dearborn Heights cities, the Board of Realtors, Dearborn Public Schools, Dearborn Education Foundation. So if somebody's looking to move to the area, mm-hmm. a lot of people will start with the chamber, and we point them in the right direction. Where do they start? How old are their kids? Are they looking for higher education? People are always surprised that we have 30,000 college students, here on Evergreen, right. between the two campuses.
Right.
It's like the best kept secret. We're the best college town that hasn't been publicized. So whatever they need, people tend to stop at the chamber first, and we'll point them in the right direction. And some people are nitty gritty. They're like, my price point is here. What neighborhoods do you suggest? And I'm happy to do that. But I have realtors that are in the chamber too.
Right.
And I love all my children equally. And I tell them, these are all my realtors and they're all lovely people.
Nice. Well, we're going to continue our discussion. And I'm interested in finding out exactly what makes the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce so absolutely wonderful that they have won a Michigan Outstanding Chamber finalist position for several years in a row now. So we're going to get into that in just a minute, and more with Jackie Lovejoy. Also, look forward to talking a little bit about the process of learning about every member of the chamber, who's exactly in the chamber and who's not. So we'll get back to that in just a moment as well. This is the new WHFR Journal. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mandy Parks, the host of Strictly Gospel, right here on the station that's making waves. And we are on every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. We feature local as well as independent gospel artists representing all genres of gospel music. Gospel jazz, gospel hip-hop, urban contemporary, praise and worship, you name it. All things gospel, but Strictly Gospel right here on the station that's making waves, at WHFR.FM.
Let your creativity shine while learning the various facets of the baking and pastry field. With Henry Ford College's Certificate in Baking and Pastry, students will explore international cuisine and the art of garde-manger by preparing decorative food displays. For more information, please contact the Student and Culinary Arts Center by calling 313-845-1572 or visit them on the web at hfcc.edu/programs.
Thanks for staying with us. I am Susan McGraw, and we are enjoying a conversation with Jackie Lovejoy, president of the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce. Alan Mazurek is in the house as well, taking in all this wonderful information, and we're glad you stayed with us. We have an opportunity to say congratulations to the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce for being recognized as a finalist for the Michigan Outstanding Chamber through the MACP. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that, Jackie.
Well, that's exciting. When we came on board, they've had this award, and a lot of people don't know that there's more than 300 chambers of commerce in Michigan. There's more than 50 in Oakland County alone. And so if you're a member of the Michigan Chamber of Chamber Professionals, mm-hmm. it is a it's a great organization, and they essentially have you write like a thesis, like a college thesis. And they parcel it out and they score it. And we've been lucky enough, we've been runner-up three, I feel like Susan Lucci, we've been runner-up 3 years. And we will find out at the end of October how we did this year. So this year I really poured on the personality all over our application. We're just happy that people recognize it. We do what we do because we love it. It's nice that our professional organization recognizes it too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're very flattered.
As you should be. We have an opportunity to get involved, big ticket items, smaller ticket items, as you've mentioned. For people that want to support their Chamber of Commerce members, the businesses that have decided to make this commitment and say, we believe in this community, just not because we want to take your money, but because we want to see it grow and develop as well, a reason to join the Chamber. How do we differentiate members versus non-members when we're doing our own shopping here in town?
Well, you can check out our directory online, DearbornAreaChamber.org. We have the online directory. So if you're looking for a service, you can search somebody there. You can actually click on the actual paper directory and flip through it online if you'd like. If you want to stop by the office or give us a call, we have directories. We're housed in the Bryant Library at the corner of Michigan and Mason, right next door to Buddy's Pizza. We do see a lot of foot traffic. So those are all great ways to check out Chamber members.
Very good. There are some big things coming up that I know you're excited to talk about. We want to hear about them. So
yes. So fostering our next crop of entrepreneurs, we run something called the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and we have the only program in Southeast Michigan, and we're entering our fifth year. And just to give everyone scope, we have everything from pie bakers, seamstresses, and software programmers. I mean, it is tech heavy, it's fashion heavy, it's whatever you want your business to be. I have a student this year who's going to be a doctor. She's very focused, heavy in the sciences, but she wants to be part of the program because she wants to run a sound business practice, not just heal people. Wow. So it's absolutely fascinating. Our winner from 2 years ago wrote a piece of software that he sold into Livonia Public Schools, and he was offered this spring $5 million to buy his business, and he turned them down. Wow. He is, you know, so that's not every student, but I also have a student at the Fashion Institute in New York City now. And it is it's a 21-week curriculum. It's hardcore. You start with business exploration, so even if you don't have an idea, you can get your legs under you. And then you go to business plan writing with our mentors, and then we have an investor panel that's like Shark Tank. And these kids win, and it's grades 7 through 12, and we still have spots open. We don't start till November 2nd this year, but we started our fifth year, and last year we were recognized nationally as one of the leading program in the United States. Wow. There's more than 100. We were number 50 when we joined 5 years ago.
Wow.
So to that, we have a dinner at the Henry Hotel. If anyone would like to come out and support, it's October 18th, and we're calling it the 100-100 dinner. It's $100 a ticket. Only 100 tickets we're selling. We've never done this before. It's a foundation. We're a 501c3. We have a foundation attached to the chamber, and this money funds the Young Entrepreneur Academy and our Teacher of the Year program. So it's purely for educational purposes. You get a great dinner at the Henry. I promise it will not be a long-winded presentation at all. Come mix, mingle. You'll hear a couple of students speak and talk about their programs, and we're just trying to, you know, just feather the bed a little bit so we have a little breathing room, because most things we do are a pass-through. They're a benefit to the community. We largely exist on our membership dues and four major fundraisers during the year.
see. How many students can participate in the Young Entrepreneurs Academy?
We have room for 24, and okay. I have 17 right now. So we still have room. As I said, I used to work for Davenport University, just like college admissions. Just start the process. We can collect all the pieces as you come forward. I have, so if there's any instructors listening, any students listening that have brothers and sisters in junior high or high school, send them our way. Send them to the Chamber website, DearbornAreaChamber.org. The application's online. They can call us directly. We'll get them started. Our orientation for November 2nd is October 23rd, which is a Monday. And if they do miss that and they still want in, we can still do personal interviews.
Wonderful. So just being accepted into the Academy, I think, is probably an honor in and of itself.
We usually have a glut of applications. We had 17 early on who got accepted that were really Johnny on the spot. Yeah. But we have kids who joined the day before, and they have good credentials and great ideas, and we're happy to have them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. When we think about opportunities for participation, I know that when we get to the like Halloween time, Christmas time, there's some bigger types of events going on. The Holiday Gala, you want to talk a little bit about
yes.
that?
Yes. Well, you know, and that's the other thing. A lot of people think our events are just for our members, and we're delighted our members come, but we tend to put on a good party for everybody. So the Holiday Gala, we have a theme where we pop into vacant space, because this is one of our four major fundraisers. Our chamber restaurants come and provide essentially strolling appetizers. So I usually have between 15 and 20 restaurants that come, and they have strolling appetizers. We provide the bar. We have our holiday auction. And it's a good time from 6 to 10 on December 7th. And it happens to be here this year at Henry Ford College in the atrium here just outside the studio. And we're going to utilize 5101. And I think I'll give it away. Our theme will be Winter Wonderland because your colors are so blue and white and silver. So, yes, I just exchanged emails with a couple of our chefs, and we're going to walk the property. We're very, very excited. We're delighted that the space was donated. Thank you.
Nice. Oh, we're,
yeah.
This is what we do here at Henry Ford College, for real. Jackie, we have, you know, it's going to be October. Mm-hmm. It's warm. People are still golfing. Absolutely. You have an opportunity, don't you?
You know, and it's the only sport I do, so I'm glad you brought it up. It's my favorite sport. We are golfing on Monday, October 9th. If you want to play nine holes at the TPC for a great cause, it's $150 a golfer. We've only done this for 3 years, and we've raised $12,000 for the Young Entrepreneurs Academy and for the Chairman's Charity of the Year. So we've done Wounded Warriors, the Alzheimer's Association. This year we're doing RIM, which is Rehab Institute of Michigan, which is an arm of the DMC. So everybody who comes, 50% of your entry fee, that's profit, goes to the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and 50% goes to RIM. And if you go to our website, there's actually, if you can't golf, there's several other giving options. But I have to tell you, it's nine holes at the TPC. Again, it's strolling appetizers. We only have 18 foursomes. So it's a very limited field. You're not crowded. It's not crazy. Shotgun start at 2. It doesn't eat up your whole day. And most people are driving home by 6. So it's elegant, it's quick, and it supports a great cause.
Yeah, and that's called Nine and Dine.
Yeah, yes. It's our executive Nine and Dine, yes.
Wonderful. We're throwing out a lot of information here, no doubt about it. Everything is, I'm sure, on the website. I'm sure just a phone call away as well.
Easy. Just call the chamber, 313-584-6100. Yeah, we talk to everybody. Being housed in the library, we see the public all the time.
That's fantastic. So really, business owners, residents, tourists coming
in? Oh, sure.
I'm sure you address their needs as well.
Because we have the Welcome Center there. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Can't think of anything that sounds more fun than being a chamber member. I just need to get a business now. That's important. Do you? This is just going to be, I guess, some trivia, I suppose. And
sure.
I don't know the answers.
Okay.
So you could make them up.
And, oh, okay.
And we're not going to know to call you on them. But can you say maybe who your most longest term member business
is? Oh, gosh,
is,
if I'd known there'd be a
I
quiz.
Wasn't. It just popped into my head. Or some of the longer term.
You know, we have businesses that have been in business a long time, and we award them every year at our annual meeting and awards luncheon in March, Chamber Choice. Well, AAA's been in business for 120, I think 125 years is on the side of the building. AAA, don't be mad at me. Golly, yeah, we have a lot of, you know, look at Reckinger's, the fishing lure company. I mean, talk about a legacy. We have long-standing anchors, and we have brand new startups. If you look at Common Grace Coffee, mm-hmm. started roasting coffee, doing pour overs in the farmer's market. And 18 months later, he has a brick facade. He's across the street from us, did a crowdfunding. You know, the chamber's a great incubator that way. We have a lot of venues to get you up and get you running.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that was going to be my next question. Some of the newer members that you have. So you were able to get one of those. So that's fantastic. Well, I think that really does lend itself to the abilities of you and your team to be able to nurture the diversity of businesses that we have here and certainly the vast numbers of people that want to frequent these businesses. And as you indicated, also with some of the institutions that we have here, not only educational, but in other ways, financial and social and certainly in the auto industry,
it would be Ford, vibrant. Ford Land. I mean, let's look at our corporate anchors. I mean, Henry Ford College. How many years?
We're just about at 80 ourselves.
Yes, yeah. U of M Dearborn. And then we have Davenport University. We have CMU Central. Hello, Central. Give a shout out. All within the Dearborn footprint that are all great chamber members. We have small business education at the chamber. So really, wherever expert you're looking for, I can hopefully point you in the right direction. Yeah. That's always our goal.
Absolutely. I think that my favorite thing that you've shared, and you've shared a lot of wonderful stuff today, is early in our discussion, you said something about you need to bounce something off, a smaller business or whatever. We're your board of directors. We know everybody that can provide some insight. So it's really the opportunity to have businesses that in some way might have some competition, but working together for the cause of strengthening business itself and strengthening ethical
exactly.
practices.
So the DMC is our wonderful sponsor for the Executive Nine and Dine and our regular golf outing. However, Beaumont's a wonderful player in the neighborhood too, mm-hmm. and Carolyn Wilson speaking for us in November. Chuck Thompson spoke for us from Chrysler this last July, and it was a fabulous futurist look, but we've had a lot of Ford speakers coming up. Dave Dubinsky of Ford Land is going to speak to us next May regarding Wagner Place and all the great development that's going on downtown. That is exciting to sit at the table and hear some of this. I'm delighted that I'm asked to join in. It really is a thrill.
Well, and with everything that you're doing, I can't believe you've managed to give us 20 minutes today, Jackie, because goodness, what a schedule you must have. One more time, location and contact information, please.
Oh, sure. We're at 22100 Michigan Avenue. We're housed in the Bryant Library on the main floor at the corner of Michigan and Mason. We're right next door to Buddy's Pizza. Our phone is 313-584-6100. Our website's DearbornAreaChamber.org. And we have more than 600 members. Really, what you're looking for, we probably have it. We probably have that person you need. So give us a call, stop by, check out the website, send your students to the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. It is it's absolutely fascinating. I learn something new every day in my job.
Not everybody can say that, but it's good that you say that on a college campus, because that's the part of what we're trying to do as well. So it sounds wonderful. We are so excited that you had the time for us today, genuinely, and thank you for the insight. Look forward to getting updates on events as they come our way. We'd love to be able to help share them. It's all for the cause of keeping our community as great as it can be, and certainly you're leading the way in that. So thank you, Jackie,
so much. Oh, no, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Really appreciate it. We've got more coming up on the WHFR Journal. Stay with us, please.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Where do you hear the best of female artists from all different genres? Right here on WHFR. Tune in to No Boys Allowed every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. with your host, Lynn. That's me. That's 89.3 on your FM dial every Saturday from noon until 2 for No Boys Allowed, where we bring you the best of female artists from all different genres.
Thanks for staying with us. We are in the political season here on the WHFR Journal, and we know that in previous political seasons, the Journal has really contributed a great amount of time in allowing the voices of candidates for local elections to be heard, not always the incumbents. Typically, that's not the forum for which to have incumbents speak, but some of the other people vying for positions, as well as some of the alternative parties vying for positions here in the city. And I think the mindset of our predecessor, Jay Koronek, a former host of the Journal, was that the ones that are already in office, well, they have their position in office to sort of tout what they do and sort of be a walking billboard for their campaign, whereas others might not make the same get the same amount of airtime or press time. Certainly those third and fourth and fifth parties don't get much at all. We know that, Alan. That's just sort of a given. So we are sort of doing an open invitation to those that might be interested in coming on and talking for just a few minutes about their positions and so on as it relates to this November 8th election. Just let us know. Give us a shout. Pop over to our website, whfr.fm. The League of Women Voters has been a resource for many, many years for people to find nonpartisan information, what's on your ballot in theory. And there's an opportunity to go online. They also have little cards around with QR codes. If you don't know what that means, it's a little funny-looking digital square that you click with your like your camera on your cell phone, and it will actually take you to the site with information on it. But I want to make sure we give out that website, www.vote411.org. Vote411.org. 411 is in information about the vote. And this is election information that you need. And the League of Women Voters encourages informed and active participation in government, both national and local. And their policy is they will never support or oppose a candidate or a political party. And the Dearborn Heights version or organization of the League of Women Voters is highly respected, very well regarded, and leaned on, in fact, during this political time on a regular basis. So we're excited to be able to share information from them, candidates, ballot proposals, that kind of stuff. So this is a, I don't know if I'd say it's a heated race just yet, but we're still just getting into October, so there's certainly time to change.
Definitely going to warm up. I mean, we've got, obviously, I mean, if you look at the mayoral ticket, the incumbent mayor is up for re-election, and obviously the president pro tem of the city council. So you got Mayor O'Reilly, who's been, in that position now for 10 years or so as mayor, and then the sitting city council president for 6 years, and council president pro tem for 4 years, running up against each other for the mayoral office, and I'm they're certain there are other people who are going to be on the ballot for that as well, but I think it's safe to say in a city the size of Dearborn that that's going to be. It's going to be an interesting race as we get closer and closer to Election Day.
Yeah. One thing we don't like to see or hear about is some of the negative campaigning.
Sure,
or
absolutely. I'm not implying that there is going to be.
But it seems, it seems like those last 2 weeks, that last week before the election, that's when some of the sort of the nasty flyers come out, targeting, positioning, and so on. We've heard examples of signs being removed or taken. I just was in a discussion with a candidate the other day. My signs, I had two signs in really prominent places, and I got permission to put them there, and now they're gone. And it's, you just hate to see that kind of stuff.
Sure, absolutely.
It's just, that's not good for anybody, certainly. So we want to make sure that it's a clean and healthy election process, as it should be, as is in the spirit of elections in general. And we just want to make sure that you're going to be an informed voter prior to going in and casting your ballot.
Well, the whole idea is if as a candidate you really believe in what you're telling people that you propose to do, whatever the office is at whatever level, then you trust them with that information, and they can take the information from other candidates and make up their own minds, right? That's really how it's supposed to work, I guess.
Absolutely.
Not to say that's how it always works. Again, the opinions expressed on the WHFR Journal are those of the people that you hear speaking, not necessarily those of Henry Ford College and everything else.
Yeah. You got it. Speaking of Henry Ford College, we have our own presidential search that's going to be kicking off. We have been in the phase of the development of the profile component of this, not really a campaign because it's not something that the public votes on, but the public can in some ways contribute to the discussion of creating the profile for what type of president might best suit this particular college. Dr. Jensen, our current president, set to retire in June of 2018, and we have been hosting some forums for the community as well as faculty and staff and other administrators and students here on our campus. More of that kind of thing is going to be coming as we look into figuring out what type of president might best serve this campus community. Certainly, we have a vested interest in that, Alan, but I was very interested in some of the sort of those pre-search questions, and some of them are, what are your hopes and expectations for the college for the future? Think about our weaknesses and our strengths. What might be some of the most significant strengths and achievements that the college has done that we might want to carry into the future? And then finally, they get into the community aspect, because as you know, the president of the college sits on many community boards and commissions and so on. And this one relating to the Dearborn community, what are some of the characteristics of the community that might we might be looking for the college president to represent? Why would someone want to live and work here in Dearborn and then hopefully attend Henry Ford College? So it's more than just, where'd you go to school? Where have you been a president before? What's your philosophy on education? I mean, this gets really grassroots, and I think that lends itself to the type of college that we are, being connected to the K-12 school system, very unique in the state of Michigan, and actually nationally, it's very rare that a college is connected. They call this a K-14 community, as you know, here in Dearborn. But I think that allows so much opportunity for our president to really, really dig his or her heels into the community and represent us very well.
Now, we know that Dr. Jensen is retiring, as you said, at the end of June year. Is the plan then to have that person in place before he leaves office?
That is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the
goal.
Some
continuity and some overlap, possibly.
Exactly. I think the last I'd heard, the goal was at least a couple of months prior to him leaving office officially. So by like early spring, perhaps, we very well might have a new president. But we are we know that the Board of Trustees, of course, is involved in the most major way in selecting the president, because the president will certainly sit on that board as it governs our college. But we all have an interest in these kinds of things, kind of like what Jackie was saying with the chamber. We all should have an interest, and I think some level of responsibility to provide input and also support once a position has been filled, so that it's a win-win for everybody, especially the community, especially our students, of course, most important. So. Cool. Well, we have a little bit of time left, not much, but I mentioned earlier an opportunity to get the free 2018 City of Dearborn calendar.
Yes.
This is how we all want one. We know that. We have to say this is for Dearborn residents, so we have to see who we know that actually is residing here in this community. Dearborn residents are invited to order a free 2018 City of Dearborn calendar through the end of the month of October, and you can place your order online. It's very simple. Just go to cityofdearborn.org, cityofdearborn.org. They say it is an efficient, accurate way to save taxpayers money in the process. You don't have to talk to a staff member. You just click that you want it, and they send it to you, and so on. They will be available the end of December, so they're not going to come out until the very end of the year. But I understand that the theme this year, Building Our Future, will be highlighting new projects and programs focused on different features that the city is known for, and different services and amenities and so on. So it's not just going to look good, but it's informative as well. So if you live in Dearborn, definitely go to that website, cityofdearborn.org, and find the link that gets you a reserved free 2018 City of Dearborn calendar.
Can we get one to put on the wall of the studio?
Oh,
here,
I'll bet we can.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right. Thanks.
I think it's worth a shot anyway. Yeah, very good. We had the pleasure of talking with Josh Hebert last week. He is a student of Henry Ford College, very into sports, and he's got some really cool local scores and so on that he wants to share, and a really neat thing that's going on this weekend with the Detroit Tigers. So why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk to Josh right after this.
The WHFR Annual Record Show is just around the corner, and we are accepting applications for vendors. Our 10th Annual Record Show is taking place on Saturday, October 21st, on the campus of Henry Ford College, and this is your chance to be part of it. If you're a vendor selling tapes, CDs, or vinyl records, or if you have other related items such as memorabilia or handcrafted goods, then you too can set up a shop for a day at this very popular and well-attended event. All the information, including a copy of the vendor contract, is available on our website, WHFR.fm. Just click on the record show icon for all the information. If you have any questions, you can email us at whfr@hfcc.edu. The WHFR Annual Record Show is Saturday, October 21st, so reserve your vendor table now. Hi, I'm Bill Keith, host of Light from the Underground, and I'm a volunteer DJ.
Hi, this is Lynn, host of No Boys Allowed, and I am a volunteer DJ.
Hi, this is Pat Frisco from the Spirits Rejoice program, and I am a volunteer DJ.
This is Earl Jones, host of Jazz Horizons, and I am a volunteer DJ.
Hey, this is Chelsea Marie, host of Dinner with Chelsea, and all of us DJs here at WHFR volunteer our time so that we can bring you independent, commercial-free radio. Thank you for listening and supporting our station.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school. Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thanks for staying with us on the new WHFR Journal, and it is our pleasure at this time to welcome our sports guy, Josh, who is going to give us some insight on what's happening in local sports. We started this segment last week, and not that it's going to be necessarily a weekly occurrence, but this is an opportunity for Josh to work on his skills of sports reporting, and also an opportunity for you to hear about what's happening with our local sporting events in the community. So, Josh, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Belleville once again had another big victory over a local Dearborn team. They beat Dearborn 58-0 last Friday night.
Okay, and this is high school, right?
Yes,
this is Belleville
this is
High School, Dearborn High School. Got it. Great.
And Dearborn will then travel tonight to play Edsel Ford, who beat Garden City last week 41-13. Then you have Crestwood and Fortson, who played against each other last week, where Fortson came out on top, 26-14. And Crestwood will travel to take on Garden City later on tonight. And then you have Fortson, who is undefeated at 5-0, going up against undefeated Belleville, who is also 5-0. Mm. Both teams are going to have a chance to clinch playoff spots a little bit later tonight with a win.
Very good. So this is local football at its best.
Yeah.
What are the big rivalries in terms of in Dearborn teams when we have two of the Dearborn schools playing against each other?
You always have to look at the inner city stuff. So Fortson, Edsel Ford, Dearborn, Edsel Ford, Fortson, Crestwood, all of those teams always have a good big rivalry whenever they do play each other.
Okay.
And then a few other teams that play a little bit later on tonight. Allen Puck will travel to league-leading Carlson in the Downriver League. Melvindale will head to Woodhaven. And then Lincoln Park will play host to Truman later on tonight.
Okay. So as we always say on this show, the views expressed by the hosts, the guests, everybody speaking on the airwaves during this hour do not represent this radio station, our board of trustees, or any one particular person in the community. These are opinions. In your opinion, which team in Dearborn is sort of the football team, the biggest one?
Right now, with how they are going, I would have to say Fortson. They've always had a good football program going back to about the beginning of 2000, where they've had a few documentaries filmed on the Fortson Tractors to go in and about their football team. And especially right after 9/11, they had a big documentary come out about the football team and how that united that school community.
Nice. Good answer. Good answer. When we talk about things happening beyond the local community, we often let that be up to the discretion of the professional sports announcers and so on. We've got enough of them in the Detroit area, of course, but there's some big, really cool thing going on with the Tigers, and I know you're a Tigers fan, and we know Alan is too, so tell us about this thing.
Yeah, Andrew Romine on Sunday for the season finale for the Tigers is actually going to be playing all nine positions against the Minnesota Twins. It has only happened four other times in Major League Baseball history, the first coming from Bert Kempierez, who played all nine positions as a gimmick because he was a popular young player who has had time at each of those positions.
I see. Do you remember what team he played for? That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that actually escapes my memory right now.
It wasn't the Tigers, though. No. We know that. Okay. No. All right. So when I heard something about this earlier, and don't laugh at me, Alan, but I was thinking, oh, well, what's the big deal? He's played eight positions during the season, and now he's going to play the ninth, after thinking how ridiculous I would be to actually think that one player would play nine positions in one game. And then Josh said, no, no, he's playing nine positions, so nine innings, one position per inning. Yeah. And this is just to kind of give us a last hurrah with the losing Tigers?
Yeah, this is just going to be going out there, giving everybody a little bit of a fun time for the final home or for the final game of the season against Minnesota Twins team who is headed to the playoffs, going to be playing either the Yankees or Red Sox in the wild card game. So
okay.
Really no actual meaning to the game. So the Tigers decided, hey, why not give him a shot at playing all nine?
What do you think about that, Alan?
If you've seen how many people have been in the stands, again, my opinion, the last few weeks at Tiger games, I suppose that, the Ilitch organization probably wouldn't mind seeing a lot of people there to watch history happen. So,
nice.
Yeah, too bad it actually isn't in Detroit, though, right
they,
now.
They would have preferred it to be on a potential playoff clinching last day game, but, you take what you get, I guess.
Yeah, fun. All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much. We appreciate your working on these local scores, especially for our listeners of the WHFR Journal. I'm guessing we've got probably some parents and even some grandparents of students attending these local high schools. So we wish all our teams success and just play safe. That's what I always say. Can't root for one or the other, but just play safe. And we look forward to more information next time around.
Thank you.
Let's not forget those Divine Child Falcons, also 5-0.
You're right.
Playing at Wayne State tonight against Warren D. LaSalle, hoping to clinch a playoff berth and working their way towards the Prep Bowl as well. So,
very exciting. Glad you mentioned that. Let's keep DC in there from now on too. Okay.
DC was one I couldn't actually find the score last week. So,
I can tell you all about it when we're done.
We know they won, right?
Yes,
very
they did,
good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Thank
we appreciate
you
your time.
Me.
Thank you. And we're going to come back and wrap up the WHFR Journal right after this.
Do you enjoy listening to a wide variety of jazz music featuring some of your favorite classic to contemporary artists? Then why not start your weekend off by tuning in to the Jazz Horizon Show with yours truly, Earl Jones, your host, each and every Friday evening from 8 until 10 p.m. right here on WHFR 89.3 FM, the station that's making waves. That's the Jazz Horizon Show. Every Friday evening from 8 until 10. With real jazz for your ears, listening pleasure.
The 5101 Restaurant is Henry Ford College's innovative on-campus dining experience. The restaurant is operated by students and staff of HSC's Hospitality Studies program and offers a learning experience for the students combined with a delicious and affordable meal for you. The 5101 is open Tuesday through Thursday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Wednesday and Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 7:45. Reservations are suggested and can be made at 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. See you soon at HFC's 5101 Restaurant.
Thanks for staying with us. What an interesting show, if I do say so myself, Alan. I learned a lot today, and I think that's the goal, so we hope that you might have learned something as well. The new WHFR Journal, airing every Friday from 1 until 2 o'clock. Today's program pre-recorded for broadcast at this time, and we're glad that you've listened, and we hope you'll continue. You know, I had the most wonderful voicemail, and I usually like to talk one-on-one to people, Alan, but this was a voicemail message from a gentleman who listens to our classical programming. He said he wakes up to it every morning around 5 o'clock, and he heard an announcement during classical and said he'd like to make a contribution, which was so wonderful and nice. But just the way he positioned it, he said he starts his morning with WHFR, and it makes him feel happy and excited to get another day going. And he was he didn't say his age, but he hinted he was an older fella, but. It just makes you feel good to be doing this, doesn't it?
Yes, that's why we're here. Absolutely. We serve a lot of purposes. We help give opportunities for students here at Henry Ford College, like Josh, or like I'm going to do next Tuesday when I do my first newscast with my journalism students. But also we're serving, you know, the listenership and the broad community, both people who live here in Dearborn, people who listen to us on the web at whfr.fm, because I know that a lot of our music hosts or DJs, you know, go out of their way to cultivate an audience near, far, wherever they may be, wherever they are, to make it rhyme, in order to make this radio service happen.
Yeah, absolutely. If you'd like to learn more about times and days of our particular formats, again, block variety means every 2 to 3 hours, it's a different type of music, it's a different type of talk programming, whatever the case, it's whfr.fm. It's another reason the gentleman called. He's like, well, is it .com, .org? And I said, it is literally .fm, so whfr.fm is the website to find that interactive schedule and so much more. We thank you for your time today. Alan, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful weekend.
Indeed.
And we'll look forward to trying again next Friday, 1 to 2 o'clock, the
Sounds
new WHFR
good.
Journal.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and West Virginia Public Broadcasting, welcome to another Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
For more than 30 years, Mountain Stage with Larry Gross has been the home of live music on public radio. Each two-hour episode of Mountain Stage can be heard every week on WHFR, Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Recorded in front of a live audience, Mountain Stage features performances from seasoned legends and emerging stars in genres ranging from folk, blues, and country to indie rock, synth pop, world music, alternative, and beyond. So join us here at WHFR.fm, the station making waves, on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for Mountain Stage with Larry Gross.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Listen.
time. That's where my baby stays.